talking today with OSU's Dr. Farrell. Will you tell us a little bit about why it is so important to have a transition plan for your farm or ranch?
So, you know, if we talk to farmers and ranchers, almost invariably what they're going to tell us is most important to them is that they want to keep their family together and they want to keep their family farming. And ideally, they probably want to keep their farm together as well. If you don't have a plan, there are just too many forces working to pull those things apart. So I think really if your objective is to keep that farm operation together and hopefully keep your family together as well, you've really got to be proactive about that because there are just too many ways for that to go wrong if you don't.
And how do you get families to start talking about this now while everyone is still healthy and happy?
You know, that's one of the biggest challenges is to help people understand that if you're proactive and have that conversation while everybody is, you know, mentally well, they're physically well, versus when somebody is in an emergency room or the hospital or something like that, you can make better decisions, you have more time to work out the tools that you need to have, and you have more time to implement those tools. You know, if we're really trying to talk about moving a farm operation from one generation to the next, to make that financially viable, we might be looking at a 20, 25 year, 30 year horizon. And so the time to start's now versus most people looking at this as an estate issue and saying, well, people can just have it when I die, but there are lots of things that can go wrong with that approach. So the sooner you start, the better.
Absolutely. And you mentioned producers trying to do the fair thing by splitting everything down the middle. Why doesn't that always work?
So we've talked about the fact that, you know, equal isn't equitable. You know, equal is treating everybody the same, but equitable means treating everybody fairly. And so there are kind of two really key issues when we're talking about splitting stuff down the middle. One of those is that it's just financially not viable for most farms and ranches. The farm simply can't afford for a farm kid to buy out a city kid just based on the cash flow of the farm or ranch. So there's that component. But then the part of that is if we have someone who's come back and really made meaningful contributions to the farm, is it really fair to treat them exactly the same as somebody who might love mom and dad, might love the farm, but haven't made contributions to that operation?
Right. And then you talked about the five steps to a successful transition. How do you get started?
So I think the most important thing to do is just start. Just do one thing. And if you need help getting that started, it's simply just rounding up what you've got. Do a really good deep dive inventory on all of your assets, but also do a deep dive on your people. So who are involved with the operation, who is has an economic connection to it, but who has an emotional connection to it as well. Just get the pieces of the puzzle together and you'll find as part of doing that, you're already starting to generate ideas about how those pieces might move over time.
And for people that are going to start looking at implementing a transition plan, what are some good resources that they can reach out to?
So we always want to help folks out with the Oklahoma Extension Service. So reach out to your extension educator, tell them that you've got some interest in some transition planning. They can connect you with some of our state specialists that can come out, meet with your family, see what pieces are involved, see what dynamics are involved, and hopefully we get you a few steps forward in the process so that when you go talk to your attorney, your accountant, you've already accumulated some of the things that you need, and we hopefully save you some money and some time in that process there.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Farrell.